Okay, let's just, I think what we need to do is we have proposed amendments. We have two different proposed amendments. One proposed amendment is to only have the PNB members who are PNB members. That's one amendment. We have a second amendment, which is add the general managers to the list. Let me just say this. I want to add general managers.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
These amendments, at least the second one, did not receive any seconds that I'm aware of.
Okay. Is there a second to Mr. Sabah's motion?
Second.
Is that Mr. Diaz?
Not me.
Who seconded it?
That was Randall.
Leon.
Mr. Randall seconded it? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Randall. Okay, so let me just list everything that you added. As general managers, what else did you say, Mr. Sabah?
The CFO not to have the right to
vote. CFO can't vote.
Yeah, and then remove
but
number
no vote.
Three. And
what you're saying is voice but no vote.
Correct. And then remove number three and four.
What's number three and four?
The officers of Pacifica National Board, so it'll become just national board members, and one director from each area to be elected by IRV, which means LSB member should be added to this. I don't think so. It's necessary.
That's not talking about LSB members.
I think that he's saying that it would be elected by IRV. From among
each PNB, each radio station would have one PNB representative on this. Okay, I get it. Thank you. No, I'm okay with number four. I'm just asking for number three to be removed. That's all.
Are you saying that the officers should not be members of this committee?
That's correct.
Okay. So the point here.
Point of information.
Can you write this up and send it to us, Mr. Sabah, really quickly?
Sure, I'll do it right now.
Request for information. Bill.
Point of information.
Ms. Aaron.
Yes, the officers could be elected by their respective by the PNB if they chose to nominate
That's
themselves
correct.
From this.
That's correct. But to just have them added as is, no. But they can be elected. That's correct.
Okay. So we're just deleting that one. Okay. Okay. So
request for information.
Your thing is remove officers as automatic.
Yes.
Members. Okay.
Madam Chair, we have 4 minutes ago, no, 5 minutes ago was the time limit. So we have more time. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Let's start voting. Let's start voting.
Request for information, Bill.
Yes, very quickly, Mr. Crozier.
Yeah, and we're not doing anything about the strategic planning working group, so it's still going to be in existence, right, regardless of this?
As of now, it's still in existence, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We can, it seems to me we ought to not have two things. It really makes people have more things that they need to do, but let's just get this one started first. Okay, so the first amendment is to...
Can we have it in writing? Then we know what we are voting on, Madam Chair.
Okay, the first one... would somebody send it in writing? But the first one is that all officers of the PNB, with the exception of any that are not members of the PNB. Okay? So, Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Okay, this is on the
point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay. The most recent amendment gets voted on first. And the most recent amendment, which is Mansour's, would negate the necessity for the other amendment.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you. Point well taken. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to vote on is we're going to add general managers to this group. The CFO will have voice but no vote, and there will be no automatic membership on the committee of the PNB officers, okay? So, Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Any objection?
Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's, okay, Mr. Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Adriana Casanave?
No.
Chris Corey?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Anita Diaz?
Pass.
Dan Goodman?
Yes.
William Hairwagon?
No.
Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Ken Lauper?
Pass.
Tony Leon?
Pass.
Sofia Nongaza?
No.
Alex Randall?
Yes.
Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Carol Travis?
Yes.
Ms. Kiva Washington?
No.
Grace Aaron?
Pass.
So, excuse me, we've gone through the whole thing. You need to vote.
Okay, I abstain.
Abstain.
Okay, everyone, please vote.
Okay, Joseph Davis, I vote no. Benita Diaz?
No.
And Dwayne Lark?
No.
And Lauper?
No.
No. Tony Leon?
No.
Okay, counting votes. Okay, 5 yes, 11 no, 2 abstain.
The motion does not pass. Okay, the next motion is to add that the PNB officers who are member that adding to the group would be PNB officers who are also members of the PNB. And
correct. Yeah.
Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Point of information, Madam Chair, we have before we vote.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes. Ms. Cousinet.
That's because I don't see it in writing. What you just said means that the executive director is not the director and will not be there, right?
No.
That is practical. That's a different
director. Excuse me. What it is the executive director. He is not an officer. I mean, he's also an officer, but it specifically says the executive director plus the CFO plus the officers. Then I assume the other officers. So this would be officers who are also members of the PNB. So that would be if you weren't elected to the, if you were president, secretary, or vice president, if you were a member of the PNB.
So that is the problem when we don't have the motion in writing because we need everybody that motion.
Okay, who made that motion?
I Carol Travis did. I'm sending it.
Okay, she's sending it. So while she's sending it, I think that I understood it without written thing. Let's start taking the roll. If somebody doesn't understand it,
point of information,
it comes in. So, Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Point of information, Laufer.
Yes, Mr. Laufer.
Could you please say clearly what we're voting on? It was not at all clear to me.
Okay, we're voting on whether or not to add an amendment to the motion regarding the Strategic Planning Committee that makes it clear that the officers of the PNB, that is to say, the president, vice president, and secretary, we don't have a treasurer, do we? The president, vice president, secretary are members of the committee, strategic planning committee, only if they are also members of the PNB. So it means that at this time, our secretary would not be on that committee because he is not a member of the PNB independently. Okay? Mm-hmm. To make it very clear. Okay. So, point of secretary, is there any objection to this amendment?
Point of
let me ask this.
Yes, objection. I need to bear.
Okay, yes, there is objection. There's a point of information. Who is speaking?
Musky Law.
Musky Law, what is your question?
Question is, Carol, it's Carol, right, does not include one director from each listening area or one affiliate director. It does not include that, right?
Well, those people are all included. It just means that the one, you know,
the amendment refers to only point three.
Yes. Oh, it does not include, then you're saying you are not including one director from each listening area or one affiliate director. You're not including the four and five.
That's included. I'm not addressing that.
It's not affecting that. Those things are still included.
Right.
Okay, you're only changing, I want to be clear, the offices of the Pacific National Board only if they're members of the PNB. Is that your only change?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just voting on number three then, right?
Yeah, we're just tinkering with number three a teeny bit.
So are we, when we vote, we're voting.
And then we're going to vote on the whole thing. You can vote against the whole thing if you want.
No, it's an amendment. We need to vote the amendment, Madam Chair.
Good. First we're going to vote on the amendment, and then we're going to vote on the whole thing. And let's vote, okay?
Did everybody get it? I sent it to people.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Secretary, would you please vote? I mean, would you please take the roll for the voting?
Very well. Grace Aaron?
Any objection first, maybe?
We have it.
Okay.
Yes.
No. Yeah, fine, yes. Fine. Sorry.
Can I confirm Grace Aaron?
No.
No. Adriana Casaneve?
No.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
No. Joseph Davis? No. Catherine Davis?
No.
No. Benito Diaz?
No.
No. Dan Goodman?
Abstain.
Abstain. William Heerwagen?
No.
No. Elaine Lark?
No.
No. Ken Laufer?
No.
No. Tony Leon?
No.
No. Pia Nwangaza?
No.
No. Alex Randall?
No.
No. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
No. Alex Steinberg?
I abstain.
Abstain. Harold Travis?
I guess we should never make any amendments. Yes.
Yes. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No. Counting. The vote was 2 yes, 14 no, 2 abstain.
Thank you. Okay, now to the main motion. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Chris Corey?
Pass.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
No. Dan Goodman?
Yes.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Dwayne Lark?
No.
Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Tony Leon?
No.
No. Ian Wangaza?
No.
No. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Harold Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No. Adriana Casaneva? Adriana Casanova? Chris Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis? No. The only vote I'm missing is Adriana Casanova.
How about John Goodman?
I have a vote from John Goodman. Adriana Kosinev. Madam Chair, you want to wait?
No, why don't we, you know, if she comes back on the line or...
Are people there?
Adriana Krasinek? I don't hear an answer. The vote currently stands. You may give a count now, Madam Chair?
Yes.
10 yes, 7 no, 0 abstain.
Okay, thank you. So, the committee has been established.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Without amendment.
The call. I call again.
I'm sorry. Oh,
I don't know what happened. I was knocked off the call.
Okay, that's well, I don't think anybody has Maestro today, so can't blame that.
I know. May I have the votes in the...
Your vote,
I wasn't. In the,
okay, your vote, just so you know, your vote was not counted, but it would not have made a difference.
I want the numbers. I want the numbers. I asked for
them. Okay, so the number was 10 yes and 7 no. And were there some abstentions, Mr. Secretary?
Zero.
Zero abstentions. Okay, so that was the vote. So that has passed. Would everybody look? Let me ask you this. Mr. Steinberg, people have to put in a nominate or self-nominate people for this committee between tomorrow and the next day. Is that correct? Is that correct? Mr. Steinberg? Hello?
Yes. What is the question?
The question is, people have to nominate or self-nominate between today and tomorrow. Is that correct?
No. I think the motion spells out the...
Tomorrow or the next...
Nominate.
Okay.
The motion says, nomination period shall open on February 16th and close on February 18th.
Okay. So, everyone should take note of that. And Mr. Steinberg, would you take the responsibility of emailing this to the PNB so that they have it in a separate thing, and that to note that they need to nominate themselves or someone else, because I hate to put that extra burden on the temporary secretary.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Madam Chair, Benito, for a minute.
And what is it that you're, why are you asking for this floor?
Yeah, I just wanted clarification, and for Alex to give clarification. I assume where it says nominations are from 16th to the 18th, that means 11:59 on some p.m.
I think it means from, you know, midnight to 11:59 Eastern time.
Eastern time, yes.
Yes. Sadly, we don't always remember these things. Okay, so next point on the agenda is our topic of the day, how to increase revenue and decrease expenses, become and stay current on financial obligations and pay off debt. And I would like to add that Mr. Livingston is on the call with us today, so that if we have time for the IED report, he's available. He will be available to make a public report. So,
Madam Chair, can we ask if Mr. Livingston is on the call? Can we give them the courtesy of just receive the open? He never had the option to talk to the listeners, and I believe that will be just fair. Let him make a report to the listeners just now, and then we can go to the.
Ms. Krasinev, normally I would do that, but because this meeting is also of great interest to the listeners, how we're going to increase revenue and so forth,
I think we need to take that first. It's on the agenda. It's something we need to talk about, and people need to be able to share ideas because hopefully some of us might have some ideas. And then we will go on to the IED report. So, Mr. Crozier, you brought this topic up.
Thank you. Okay.
Can you motivate it, open the discussion, and I would say give you at least 2 minutes to talk about it, to bring this up. So,
okay, and I was hoping we would do a little brainstorming, and this is sort of an introduction to the motion from the National Finance Committee also, which addresses this, and that's right after this.
Yeah,
but
well,
you know, we've been talking quite a bit.
If there's not objection, why don't we have... why don't we try meeting as a committee of the whole so that we can be a little bit less formal? I'm not sure that we can do it. I'm not sure that we can do it on the phone. It's kind of difficult, but let's try it at least, okay? So at least for 15 minutes. And Ms. Cosme, could you just time us for 15 minutes just so we can see how we're doing? But we'll give you the first 2 minutes, Mr. Crozier. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Request for information, Madam Chair. Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I'm just, am I to understand that this item would go first, and after that, what's the next item after that?
Okay, so after this item, we have a motion by Joseph Davis regarding signatories. And then we have the IED report, and then we have a motion by Carol Travis.
Would it be possible? I know we've already approved the agenda. I'm concerned that we have to get this Joseph's motion approved. From what I understand,
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
So I know that we already approved the order of the agenda, but I'm concerned that we have to get this motion on signatories approved. I'm told that there's a rush on this. And so I was wondering if there was a way we could do this right quick and then move on to the fuller discussion that Crozier was going to initiate.
Okay, so we're going to have this discussion, the discussion that we're about to have, and then we're going to do the signatory rights, okay? The signatory obligations. So let's just move right into it. We have time. We have time right now. We will have time. We'll cut off the discussion, so we have time. Mr. Crozier.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I think Joseph wanted to speak.
I just wanted to make a quick suggestion. All I was going to say is, could we just give everybody 1 minute to put their best ideas out and then go from there?
I think that's a very good idea. Why don't we let Bill open up? And I think if people have a minute, we'll just go around with a 1 minute. Blurred if people have some ideas so we can just get them down. And, Mr. Secretary, do try to make notes on all of these so that we have some record of it so it doesn't disappear into the firmament. Okay. Bill?
Okay. Do I still have 2 minutes, though, as you were saying earlier? I mean, I need to kind of introduce this topic.
You have 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So we've been talking quite a bit about, Empire State Judgment and how to deal with that, and we've just talked about, selling the National Office Building, getting loans, stuff like that. The big problem continues to be is that we don't have enough revenue, or at least our net revenue minus expenses is not enough to pay all our bills. And this Empire State Tower lease goes until June of 2020. This year alone, the total charges will be around $800,000, not counting interest and late fees. That's assuming we can actually get caught up soon with a loan and selling the building or whatever it takes. We still have to pay the monthly payments, and if we don't, we're going to be hit with more interest and late fees. Then they go up next year. Every year it goes up. and it goes.
We all know that. So why don't you move to the next?
So we have to figure out how to re-increase our revenue, and decrease expenses significantly. And I think we should aim for about $1 million of surplus by the end of the year, so that we can actually pay those bills, so we don't end up having more late fees and interest and other lawsuits. I'm really afraid of the lawsuits if we can't stay current, not just get current, but stay current on this. And eventually we have to pay off debt, the rest of our debt. That's why we need to generate surpluses for a number of years. So that's kind of what the objective of it is. Like, we need to figure out how to do in this strategic planning work. We're working on it also, but I think we need to share ideas on how we might do that.
Thank you. Okay. So I think that what we're going to do is we're going to go in alphabetical order, starting from the last to the first. Okay? So that we just go right through. If people are not prepared, they can pass, and we'll come back to you. Okay?
You want me to do that?
Mr. Davis, you can... But you know what? Actually, I have the list now. I'll just call on people. Thanks. I'm going to do it. Computer is frozen. Why don't you start, Mr. Davis? My computer unfreezes. I'll join us.
Let's get to Washington.
It is Washington.
Pass for the time being.
Next.
Harold Travis.
Pass.
Next.
Alex Steinberg.
Pass.
Mansoor Sabah.
Yes. I have one idea, and that is a coordinated effort to bring well-known speakers to give talks at each of the radio stations and have private gathering with a large amount of donation for those who want to have a private gathering with the speaker. So what I'll give you an example. That is, I would like to bring Tom Hartman to Los Angeles to give a talk for KPFK. I think we can bring out about 1,000 to 1,200 people out and have a private meeting with him of those who have money and are interested to talk with him to the tune of $2,000 per person. That's my idea, and just take him from Los Angeles to San Francisco to Houston to New York and to Washington, D.C. to do the same thing. Thank you.
Alex Randall.
Thank you very much. I circulated a memo several days ago with five different ideas that I thought would be useful for the radio stations to pick up. Among them, the idea that we should extend what we're doing beyond the radio broadcasting. There's a little bit of streaming online. Our observation is that most of our listeners are listening online now, not listening on radio. And extending how much we do online and making donations possible through online sources. I looked at all the websites. I don't see anybody with a Kickstarter campaign. I don't see anybody with an Indiegogo campaign offering prizes benefits in the form that when someone makes a contribution to a Kickstarter campaign, frequently to over $1 million at a time, and when you make a contribution on the Kickstarter campaign, you get a premium. This is something we all understand, but we're not using the online media to pursue money. And this is really the reality of where we are right now. We're stuck in the radio era, and the audience has moved to the Internet era. So it's incumbent upon us to begin to use some of the tools of the Internet to raise some of the funds. I haven't heard any effort made to locate that wealthy billionaire who could liquidate the debt in a matter of moments if we just find one who's interested in what we do. And I think that the stations individually and as a group need to be pursuing the more modern methods of acquiring funds. We seem not to be doing that. I rest.
Ifia Mangaza.
I'll pass for now. Tony, John?
Okay. Let's see. I would suggest that we start by improving our programming. We begin a network advertising campaign for all the stations. We work on completing the audits to receive the CPB funds. We explore underwriting or some type of off-air fundraising. I know that's controversial, but most small businesses are corporations, so these are the type of corporations that I'm thinking of, not the major ones. We reduce our overhead, such as the rent that we pay for our stations and to house our stations, and the rents that we pay for our towers. We should consider relocating the towers to cheaper location if it still gives us a good broadcast range. I think we should approach major donors for support. A lot of the artists and athletes and so on who are out there who believe in our cause and are righteous. We should consider trying to acquire gifts, or not gifts, but items from that are popular, you know, maybe from artists, you know, such as a guitar or something from a popular group, a musical group, and use it to auction off and receive funds from that. And all of these, or any of these that we choose to do, we should share them across the entire network, so all stations are on the same page with it, and then we put measurements on them so we can see how successful they are. That's it.
In Lawford?
I thought Mr. Sabah's idea was very good. And some of the other ideas were good, too. And I recently looked into an organization called Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And I'm not really in favor of them helping out WBAI by joining with WBAI or having WBAI join with them. I'm not really in favor, but if we could somehow get a very, very WBAI favorable contract, meaning that they couldn't censor anything at all, and the head of Manhattan Neighborhood Network, his name is Dan Coughlin, who's very well known, of course, in Pacifica, so he did tell me that he was not ever going to censor one iota of anything coming from on WBAI if it did join, but that's just his word, so who knows. Anyway, that's maybe a possibility of helping out at least WBAI.
Dwayne Lark?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to propose that we do in honor of National Radio Day in August, that we host a national meeting as well as a fundraiser in Houston, Texas. I believe all the ideas that have been brought forth before will complement that leading up to the August National Radio Day. I'd like to solicit the support of all of the stations and all of the board and all of the local station board that we will be able to come to Houston, Texas, which is a low-cost area for traveling. And I've spoken with the mayor and a couple of other supporters to it of our radio. And perhaps we could build it into a national effort of awareness for community radio and put Pacifica out front. That's it.
William Herwagon?
Thank you. I'm not sure what we're talking about. I guess we're talking about our ideas for improving income and expense ratios. So I would like to thank Ken Laufer for introducing the topic of MNN, which is would be a public service operating agreement with the Manhattan Neighborhood Network for WBAI, which would stabilize WBAI finances, so the PNB wouldn't have to be worried about, well, how much are they not going to cover this month or this quarter or this year. All BAI expenses would be paid, including the $60,000 to $70,000 or $80,000 eventually rent and license fees for the Empire State Building. And there's been, you know, I don't want to get negative, but there's like a half a dozen people or more that just write all kinds of unfounded information about the possibility of a PSOA. I think we should have a discussion. And if anybody wants to listen to the 2014 commentary that we had, discussion that we had with an attorney from our attorney Krigler's office at the in-person meeting, I believe it was in Washington. I could probably locate those for you and direct you to them. And we probably should include in such discussions a representative of MNN. And I think having peace of mind that BAI is going to not only not lose money, it's going to improve itself, is really wonderful for the organization. Thank you.
Jan Goodman?
So I have a couple of ideas. One is we should use text to donate a lot more. We can ask hosts, for instance, to say, you know, text us $1 or $5 if you appreciate this program. And it not only gets people involved, it will also allow us to capture a lot more listeners. We should also be requesting donations of, like, in the $25 to $35 range, which we've almost entirely stopped doing. Another thing that we should do in order to just get new listeners, because that's the hardest part, is getting new listeners. One idea is to recognize organizational activists or recognize organizations and have, when we have people, plan to have people on, give us leeway, either pre-record the program or give a lot of leeway that we're going to have, you know, such and such from the Black Panthers on, let the Black Panthers all know that, you know, 4 weeks from now and 3 weeks and 2 weeks and 1 week, their person is going to be on, their organization, their issues are going to be on, so that their organization, their members will listen to our station who never even heard of our station before, because that's the way, you know, and we can pick organizations that have big memberships, big support, so that we can really reach out further than we are reaching now, and book in those programs with particularly good programs so that we, people, after they finish listening to their best friend or their best leader, will also then listen to, you know, whatever, Amy Goodman or whatever is at the other end of that. And on another idea is on each of our podcasts. We podcast virtually all of our programs, but on each of our podcasts, we should be saying, you know, this is, you know, KPFK, it's Pacifica, it's blah, blah. And if you support this program, if you like listening to this podcast, please consider donating and making it super simple, you know, text to donate, so that people can donate right then and there, something. Anyway, so those are just a few ideas. I have many ideas. Thank you.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, we reached the time for this, the 15 minutes that you asked me for this, and we reached the time for the whole meeting. We need to add time if we want to keep discussing these issues.
Extend for 30 minutes, Carol Travis.
Have we reached the entire time for the entire 30 minutes, Ms. Timekeeper?
No. No,
the 15 minutes.
No, when we have the 15 minutes in this discussion, and we reach the time, third time for the to go to executive session, we can, but we decide that we can add time. Can we add another 30 minutes? Because we need to finish these issues and some important issues that we need to get take care of today, right?
Right. So is there any objection to extending this meeting for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. How about 20
minutes?
I object because we have very important issues in closed session that have to get done tonight before everybody is exhausted.
So here's my suggestion. Why don't we do this? Why don't we continue this discussion at the next meeting? I think it's a good idea. It's a good way of doing this. Why don't we just...
should we have a continuation meeting? What is on the agenda for next?
So we have a few things more on the agenda. So what I would like to do is to entertain a motion to table this topic, or not to table it, but to...
Madam Chair,
to, excuse me, Mr. Parliamentarian, what's the term to... carry it over to the next meeting. Are you there?
Continue the meeting, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm here, Ms. Goodman. I'm here, and
I just want to carry this topic, continue this topic to the next meeting. What I know you object to it being called tabled. What is it called to just take
postpone
the rest of this topic to the next meeting? Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I just reminded you, the purpose of this meeting was called for this topic. We have spent 18 minutes discussing this. That's the only amount of time we've been talking about this in this meeting. I'd rather extend time later if we need to for executive session. It's okay with me, but this is a discussion that we've been needing for a long time, and we need to finish it, and we need to get to the other items on the agenda too, though. But, you know, they won't take long. They shouldn't take long at all, I don't think.
Okay. So,
we have a motion and a second.
Ms. Cosgrave, what?
Yes.
What is
we have a motion that is second. You make a motion and I second your motion to postpone this item to the next Thursday in open session. And then we can go and extend time for the rest of the item that need to finish two important things that need to be done tonight. Then go to executive session.
Just for the record, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Who moved to postpone and who moved to second the postpone?
Okay, I said I would like to entertain a motion to postpone this rest of this topic to the next meeting. Somebody has to say
I'd like to make an amendment to that motion.
Yes.
You can't amend the motion. You can't.
Okay, you can just make a motion because it hasn't been moved yet.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion for a continuation meeting where this item and the rest of the agenda will be taken up next Thursday in a continuation meeting, and that if that's decided, we adjourn.
Okay.
To executive session.
Okay, so we're going to just vote on that right now. We're not going to discuss it. We're just going to vote on it. Let me just see, is there anything? Okay. So, if you're in favor of postponing the rest of this agenda to the next meeting, to next Thursday, say yes. If you're opposed
to... No, Madam Chair, it's a continuation meeting.
A continuation meeting of this. Excuse me. Ms. Clementarian, can you help me out here? Would this be a
sure.
meeting, or would this be postponing the cup?
The continuation meeting has a higher precedence above postpone to the next meeting. So if you have a meeting to continue this meeting, it's not debatable, and you can amend it. So what's happening here is someone is amending the motion to have a continuation meeting by carrying with it the current motion that you're voting on. And so it takes a higher priority than postpone. So it would go to the future meeting.
Okay, so then we have a motion to continue this meeting. Is there a second to continue this meeting?
I second it, Madam Chair. Liliana has second it.
Okay.
I thought she made the motion.
Well, okay. She's just suggesting a correction of what Grace is. Grace, you're happy, I assume, with calling this a continuation meeting to the next Thursday?
Yeah, I think that was my intention.
Okay, that was your intention. Okay, and then Ms. Kazanev seconded. So let's just vote on this. If you vote yes, we'll continue this meeting with all of its topic, its agenda, et cetera, to the next meeting. If you vote no, then we won't continue it, and we'll struggle with whatever else we're going to do. Okay, so without debate, is there any objection to doing this?
Yes.
Okay, so, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. Roll.
Grace Aaron?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
No.
No. Bill Crozier?
No.
No. Joseph Davis? I'll pass. Catherine Davis?
I pass.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. William Herwagen?
No.
No. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Yes. Ken Laufer?
I'll pass.
Tony Leon?
Yes.
Yes. Ifia Longaza?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall?
Yes.
No.
But a yes or a no, Mr. Randall?
You say yes. That was a yes.
No for. Okay, thank you for the correction.
Thank you.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes. Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Carol Travis?
No.
No. Mosquito Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Joseph Davis? Yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Counting votes. The vote is 14 yes, 4 no, 0 abstain.
So, we are going to, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
No. I'm sorry. So is there a set? Oh. So, So the motion to adjourn does not need a second. So let's just vote on it.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to adjourning? Without objection, we will adjourn.
We adjourn. Sorry.
Ms. Cosnett, what are you saying?
We are adjourning to executive session. That is what we are
doing. Adjourning to executive session. Do we want to take 5 minutes in between?